Chapter 8.
One day, I must thank Master Yoda and the Jedi Council for contributing so generously to our cause. You would think they would take better care of their chosen one, but all they seem to do, from what I hear, and I hear a great deal, is to frustrate and alienate young Skywalker. I believe they're storing up trouble for themselves.
Darth Sidious, better known as Chancellor Palpatine, to Count Dooku.
RV point on the forest floor beneath the abandoned monastery, Teth. The droids couldn't get a visual on the GAR forces through the thick foliage, but that didn't stop them pouring down fire.
Something tells me the residents have given up a contemplative life of prayer,
Rex said. A burst of laser fire crashed through the tree canopy, bringing down branches and vines. He wiped something wet, sticky, and dismembered from his forearm plate.
There goes their tax-exempt status.
Ahsoka spun and deflected a stray bolt with her lightsaber.
I don't even want to think what happened to the monks. What do you know about tax, anyway?
Everything HNE bulletins taught me.
It was his window on a world he wasn't part of, but he was used to absorbing information that way. Flash training had formed a large part of his early life, and it often diverged from the real world. But he could fill in the gaps, most of the time anyway.
Now it's at times like this that I wish all we had to do was blow that castle to pieces from orbit.
Rex stared up the sheer cliff of the granite plateau that rose from the jungle floor like an island covered in a frozen waterfall of fleshy vines. There was only one way to insert. The hard way. He calculated the height precisely with his visor's inbuilt telemetry system.
Got enough cable? Ahsoka asked.
Just about.
He could hear the grinding wee-yump, wee-yump sound of the AT-TE armored vehicle as it picked its way between the trees on sturdy mechanical legs. Skywalker came jogging ahead of it, gesturing to stand clear. The machine slowed to a halt, and its cannon turrets elevated.
Here's our covering fire.
Rex switched to the AT-TE crew's comm circuit. They were getting a sensor fix on a parapet running the length of the castle wall so they could fire through the canopy unseen.
Stick close to General Skywalker.
That's what he keeps saying, too.
Smart advice, obviously.
Rex tapped the top of his helmet to get his squad to form up on him and reinforced the command with a quick comm burst.
Stand by. We'll ascend behind the fire line.
The AT-TE had a firing solution. He could see it on one of his HUD icons. But as he waited for the barrage to start, something heavy came crashing down through the branches overhead, dislodging chunks of stone and vine. Rex ducked instinctively, thinking it was an explosive device. If he'd been up there defending that position, he'd have been rolling lateral blast ordnance down the cliff to detonate a meter above ground level and disintegrate everything and everyone in a 500-meter radius. But they weren't him, and what had fallen from the plateau wasn't ordnance, but a battle droid commander. It hit the ground with a crash. Rex pulled his sidearm and put a burst of fire through its head without thinking. It wasn't armed, but he ran a hand sensor over it to make sure it wasn't booby-trapped.
They don't bounce much, do they?
He looked up the cliff wall again, then glanced back at Skywalker. Ahsoka stood at his side as if bolted there.
Ready when you are, sir.
Skywalker had a distracted look on his face that Rex had seen before. It was like a brief trance. Maybe it was Jedi meditation of some kind. Whatever it was, Rex read it as the moment when Skywalker tussled with himself, trying to overcome something within, or psyching himself up, or something where two elements of him pulled in different directions. Because whatever it achieved, he came out of it in what Rex thought of as his killing machine mode.